It's meaningful work. It's physical, it's challenging, every day is different. Usually you get to work in a beautiful place like this.
Kat Johnson is the farm manager at Field's Edge Farm in Floyd.
We are, and we're striving to be more of a reliable source for produce, not just someone that has a few things growing part of the year, but someone that you can go to grow something specific for you or to rely on for broccoli throughout the year if that's what you need. So really defining a brand that is reliable and having that quality product behind it, of course.
Leslie Slusher and her husband Roger own Field's Edge. Their house is on a hillside just above the gardens with a beautiful view of Buffalo Mountain. It's been in his family for generations, raising cattle. But a couple years ago, they got serious about growing organic specialty produce.
I think people are starting to care more about where their food comes from and the way it's been produced. And we're starting to realize that some of the things that have been done aren't sustainable.
But here at Field's Edge, they have the sustainable practices part down. This past spring, they built a packhouse barn, a roof with three open walls that looks like a rustic cathedral. Breezes blow through from acres of meadow Johnson planted with bee balm, milkweed, coreopsis, and yarrow to attract beneficial insects.
Maybe the pests, the aphids, get eaten by the hoverflies, we hope. That also happens as a result.
But what Field's Edge Farm couldn't sustain was the life of its fresh-picked produce. Each beautiful head of broccoli, perfect gourmet pepper, and flat of gorgeous greens has a brief best-quality window. That meant little time, sometimes just a few hours, to get it to their major client Harvest Moon and other markets around Floyd.
If we really wanted to be able to market our produce effectively, we needed cold storage. And that was expensive. Just the door alone to the cold storage was $5,000. So to build this, we needed help.
Now they have not only the door, but a sizable walk-in refrigerator behind it, thanks to the Floyd Grown Initiative, a program looking to pave the way for niche agricultural businesses in the county. They held a business competition and gave awards specially tailored to the winner's particular need.
What the award allowed us to do, it allowed us to build this cold storage, and the cold storage allows us to really control when we market our produce. And it allowed us to kind of take a step up to the next level. So we decided that we needed somebody that could oversee everything. So we hired Kat. And it was funny, this time last year, it was my husband and I and one seasonal part-time employee. And a year later, here we are with two full-time employees and one seasonal.
And that led them to venture into growing more varieties.
Like not just a potato, but a fingerling potato or a purple fingerling potato. Or like this year, we're trying to grow artichokes. Might not work out, but we're giving it a good try. And then we're the ones with artichokes coming to market.
It's a very special valley.
Leslie Slusher says when they plow the fields here, they keep finding old arrowheads, mortars and pestles, signs that people have long farmed here. She says they brought them to an archaeologist at Virginia Tech who said some of them were perhaps 5,000 years old.
Rogers and my end goal for all of this is to preserve this land and turn it over to the next generation in a better shape than what we got it. And that's kind of been the tradition all through the generations.
Field's Edge Farm is a lot of things, a home, a dream, and now a reality, but it's also a business.
We will make our living from this, so it has to be profitable, and it has to be able to support our family, but it is not industrial farming. It's the antithesis of it.
I'm Robbie Harris.